Good evening, everyone. I'd like to welcome you to tonight's September 24th regular Othello City Council meeting. And would you all please rise for a short private invocation, asking for God's blessing upon this meeting and upon the council for wisdom as we make our decisions tonight. And now if you'll please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please be seated. Item 1.4 on our agenda is the roll call, and I see that all council members are present. So we'll move to item 1.5, which is citizen input, the segment of the city council meeting where citizens have an opportunity to address the council with any item they wish. If you would like to address the council tonight, please raise your hand. Dave Sproul. Please state your name and address for the record.
Dave Sproul, 862 South Crestline Road. I have three items. First of all, just about the end of the flower watering season, and Public Works has been very, very good at watering flowers on Main Street. Had a lot of good vibes about it. They like the canna lilies too that we planted this year. It's a year ago that I came and asked for the city to take over that watering, and they did. Second item, the Adams County Fair, now called the Othello Fair, just finished. The Public Works people brought out, I think it was 20 or 21 tables, and then picked them up after the fair. Very beneficial to us, very beneficial, and appreciate that. Just FYI, the fair was successful. The numbers were up, the receipts were up, so onward we go. The third item is, I'm going to pass these around. Some of you are aware of it, and some of you people have been talking about it, but I took a picture the day we put that sign up, and I took a picture today. And this is the sign down at Dallas. Uh-huh. And now that we route people through Othello to get to Yakima coming west, they all go by this sign. So they all see it, even if they don't live here. And we just need a little attention on it.
Do we know who made this sign for us, Dave?
Yeah.
What was his name? The man that did small, Warren Smallwood? No.
I'll think about it.
Anyway, the man that made that original sign doesn't live here anymore, but we can sure find someone that will put something together to make it look a little better than what it does. Thank you very much.
I've got a question for you before you take off. The city has a new logo and brand. Would you be opposed to us using something along those lines?
Anything that would fit in there. That particular one has just about everything that Othello has, mm-hmm. from corn to potatoes to an old jet and the whole work. So,
yes, if we could put something together just so it's a little more clear than what this one is.
Yes.
Thank you.
So we've talked about this before, and it was the port that put that up.
I'm going to contact the port this week. I'll let
it
you know.
Was the port that put that sign in?
I think so.
Yep.
As you guys recall, it was the port district that put that sign up?
And the beautification actually paid for it, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm. Really? Wow. Okay. I'm going to contact the port district this week. Talk to them, see if they want to do a joint project with us. Oh, this last time.
Yeah.
Why?
We didn't ask them. We thought we were so rich.
I guess I'll ask them.
It was only $500, actually.
Yeah.
It wasn't a huge expense.
Okay. Thank you. Is there any other citizen input tonight? Hearing none, we'll move to item 2, which is the approval of our agenda.
make that motion.
Second.
We have a motion made in second to approve our agenda tonight. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. We'll move to item three, which is our consent agenda.
I'll make that motion to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Now we'll move to our current business, which is 4.1 Sand Hill Development Change Orders, and Angel has an announcement.
I will recuse myself from item 4.1 Sand Hill Estate Change Orders due to conflict of interest.
Thank you. So we were going to discuss these change orders submitted to the city, and Kurt, you had some information.
Good evening, Council and Mayor. So as you know, the city's currently got a contract between yourselves and Sand Hill Estates LLC. In general, that scope of that work was for the reconstruction of the south half of Olympia Street and the necessary installation of the non-pot or the irrigation system. As of the last council meeting, there was approval of costs up to $480,013 and I think it was actually 40 cents. The revised agreement amount was $491,937.46. There's a small delta there because there was a couple ramps that hadn't been placed yet. Also, prior to that, there was a Public Works Committee meeting. They reviewed 6 change order requests. A couple of them had been previously approved at City Council. 3 had not been and were forwarded to City Council for consideration on the second page there. I've summarized those kind of to the best of my ability, put a comment in there. I tried to make the comment as neutral as I could. I can't take specific questions regarding those, but I thought I'd let Mr. Garza discuss those COPs for council consideration.
Okay, so item one, the scope of work was when I got a bid to grind Olympia, I pretty much got a bid just for the grinding. I never got a bid for the hauling away of the asphalt. We were thinking we were going to use it, and we ended up not using it. So at the time, I told the city if we were not going to use it, they can go ahead and take it, place it wherever they want. They didn't have a spot for it. So we ended up taking it down to Bruce, where I have a warehouse over there, and we spread it out. But the cost to haul it over there was on me. I paid for that, but I'm trying to recoup that cost because that's part of the city's grinding material. So when I was doing all this, you know, I've always been fighting to do the best I can for the city. If I can find it. So, if council wants to review this, you can pass it around. Number two, the planing, I had got a bid from Central Washington that was for just removing the asphalt at the time. That's not even hauling it away. So at the time that I got this, it was $19,000 plus tax of $21,553. So when I got this bid from ORDF, when I grabbed, I said, that's a heck of a deal. You can't beat that. Well, thinking that we were going to use it, we ended up not using it.
So the contractor that did our work charged me $5,000 to haul it away. So if you put them numbers together, that's the $9,000 reported you had to grind it and the hauling, we're at $14,000. Central was at $21,000. I still save the city money about $7,000. The numbers are right there. That's what I'm doing for the city. You know, we went back and forth on what we were going to do for the material, and we didn't come to a conclusion. That's what I remember. I don't know if Terry wants to add anything to that. I think it's totally fair. But here again, if you see the numbers, that $21,000, that's not counting the hauling away. If Central would have hauled it away, that would have been over $25,000. So I saved the city $10,000 just by doing that. Removing all Olympia, if you guys know, remember Olympia from 7 to 14. We got 7 blocks. $9,000 to grind that. Come on. That's no money. That's nothing. You know, with the $5,000 that I'm putting on there, it's under $15,000. That's still nothing compared to what other companies are charging. So that's item number one there.
Let's go one at a time, and we'll vote on them one at a time. Go ahead, John.
Okay, so what was the estimated cost in the budget?
$9,000.
Total? So when we signed our agreement with you, it was a total cost of $9,000?
Yeah. We thought we were going to use the material there, though.
Okay, so that being said, regardless of what you found in a bid from somebody else for doing that work, we were going to share cost on $9,000 of asphalt removal that was our responsibility, correct? Okay. And in the process of making the decision on what to do with the material, okay, the city representative, whoever that would be, said that we cannot use the material if you can't use it. And so you made a decision then.
No, we made a decision. I did not make the decision myself.
So somebody from the city gave you the authorization to take that material away?
Yeah, I offered it to the city. I said, if we're not going to use it on site, I don't want it. You know, find me a place and I'll take it to your place. He said, we can't put it anywhere. We don't have a spot for it. So I chose to take it down, you know, up to Bruce. It's got to get hauled.
So can I interrupt you for a second? I'm sorry. So the way I understand it, the city did offer you a place to dump that. That's what I understand from Terry.
Yeah, we sat in room 3, Angel and I and Kurt and Gordon, and we offered that if we were going to grind that side of the road, that we had to fill this other side, this large drop-off on the north side of the road. So we asked him to grind that side of the road, and he could blade that over and use that as fill on the north side of that road to fill a portion of that because it had to be filled. I didn't give him authorization to haul it off. We were going to use it on site, push it over, do the work in the infrastructure, and then bring it back.
So, well, my question to you, Terry, how can you use it on site if on 14th, we're almost par to the road? I'd have to go down 2 foot to use that material, so I have to pay. There's no way to do it. That's why we decided not to do it. Gordon came in that office later, and you remember Gordon got there late. And I said, Gordon, you explained to them what the situation is. And we went through it, and we decided not to use it. Because I don't have the lingo, because I'm not a contractor, to use in situations like that. But he did right away, and he nipped it right away.
But we drew it up on the board, laid it all out on the board for you. Did we put it up on the grease board?
No.
In the initial conversations, we're generally, we look at the grinding product as an asset. It's got an aggregate in it, it's got some oil in it, but when you start looking at road construction, we try to use it, if possible, within the road cross-section. TIB actually frowns upon and does not like hauling off of grindings. They like to use it. They call it full depth reclamation. It's very common. So our thought was, since the north side didn't have any base, didn't have any structure to it, that that material could be used on the north side of the road during construction. Conversations from there on, I wasn't privy to, and I wasn't aware of the hauling off or the not using it. But the initial discussions pre-construction was, hey, we think that's a valuable material. Let's try to use it within the existing road section.
Okay, so as the city's representatives, you and Terry, what's your explanation for why it couldn't have been used on site? Why did Gordon make the decision to haul it away?
I don't know.
I can answer that.
Okay, Angel, you give your reason for why it happened.
No, let me tell you what the reason.
Okay.
Because I remember you not answering. I'm remembering. So this is half of Olympia. We're talking about the south half.
Right.
The north half needed to be, you know, that's the site that I was going to develop.
Yes.
And the city took care of the south half.
Yes.
So how can you take that material and put it on the north half when the city's pretty adamant? We took that base course, that gravel that was there, we took it all out and we piled it. Because if we would have took that asphalt and laid it there, then we would have needed top course, I mean the base course and the top course. So how are you gonna move that gravel about if it's half a road, if you already have asphalt there? How are you gonna move that gravel on the south half when you come to blading it over both sides? You can't. City doesn't want to contaminate the stuff. That's what Gordon, now I remember that. That's what Gordon said. We can't contaminate the stuff. Because if we use that, we're gonna end up moving the gravel back and forth, and it's gonna contaminate into the base course. How can you use that asphalt in the bottom without contaminating it with the bottom course when you got a half a street? You're working with half a street on. You want to put the product on half of the street. How can you not contaminate it when you're going to work that product over and back? How are you not going to contaminate it? It's not a street. If it was just one street alone, you can work with it. Put it in the bottom and work with it. But it's a different animal here.
Yeah, well.
Is contamination of the base course an issue?
I'm not really sure about that. I'm not an expert in regard to what you have to lay for a base for a street that belongs to Kurt. That's, you know, Kurt's reason. That's Kurt's reason for being.
Where was I going to lay that asphalt? What gauge did I have to go by to lay it? What gauge did I have to go? I was supposed to put it on the north side. Was I going to, you know, bring an engineer over here, scrape it all out, and get it deep enough so I don't contaminate the top course? I mean, what was I going to use? Where am I supposed to put it?
I got one question, Terry. Now, you took the scrapings off. Did you have in mind that you were going to, on the north side, use that for fill and then put your base course on top of it and the top course on top of that?
Correct.
Which would alleviate it, have to haul it away?
But why didn't that get done?
How are you going to place it on the north side?
Well,
no elevation.
You're saying the elevation of the north side was higher than what it was projected?
The elevation on the east side by 14, that was almost one of the road. You remember where that post was in the middle of the road? That was the deepest part of the way to 7.
Well, did you have to scrape that down then in order to put your base coat on?
And we even had to scrape it down.
Yeah, you had to scrape it down to put your base coat on. Because you'd had to put a base coat underneath that blacktop, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. I think everything everybody understands what's going on. So is there any other comment on that?
Well, I just have a hard time because, Angel, you're going to benefit from us paying for the hauling
How am I going to benefit, John?
It's on your property.
How do I benefit? Explain that to me.
It's on your property. It's going to be utilized on...
It's on the south half. It's on my property. You know what it took me to, after the fact, that I hauled it over there. I had a blade over there. I had a roller over there. I paid $4,000 to get it compacted.
But you still...
I didn't want that product. I didn't want it. I didn't need it. I spent another $4,000 without even knowing it was going to cost me. But the guy was out there for 2 days, but he didn't come back again. So I spent another $4,000 right there. I didn't want to spend it, it was tight.
So the city thought that they were going to get that grinding, but you didn't think that they did. Was there any kind of, did you let them know you were going to haul it off, or did it just get hauled off? Or is there any kind of communication like that in between the two?
They're saying that they said that in that meeting that we were going to use it. And I remember when Gordon got there, we decided not to use it for contamination reasons. And you cannot put asphalt on a side of the road when it hasn't even been worked on. So even to place that, I have to get a blade out there, and then I'd have to go get it the state to make sure that was going to end up in the bottom and not in the middle of the road, right? Not contaminated with popcorn. There's a lot involved here. So you're not just going to throw it to the other side because I want to save $5,000.
So this is a problem of doing things and then coming for the money later. I don't understand enough to vote yes or no on this.
Well, you vote how you feel. That's what I'm just for you.
That's what I'm saying is I don't understand enough of this to vote yes or no. I don't want to take money
yes
out of your...
I'm good with it. If you vote no, I'm good with it.
Well, that's where I'm at now, because I get the city saying, well, we were expecting that to come over here, not that $5,000 charge. You know, and so, and that's, I mean, I don't want to short you money that you're due, but if this was an expense, an unneeded expense to the city, it's not right to vote to approve that either. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying. And I understand it. But I know what I'm saying too, because I was there.
And here's what I understand too, Angel, just to be clear. There was a budget that was put together. The budget was $9,000 to do that. The grinding cost $9,000. But the material couldn't be used, so it got hauled off, and it got hauled off to wherever it got hauled off. It's being utilized, but it's still below the $16,000. It roughly $16,000, which is still below another estimate that you had gotten from somebody else. But the expectation from the city standpoint was that the cost for getting this job done was going to be $9,000.
You know, John, with that said, it's a live and learn deal, you know what I mean? Because this is my second phase, you can say, because Palos Verdes was the first one, and we started from Maine all the way to Cemetery Road, and the city was not involved in one penny, just so you guys can know that. This is a different animal. We had, the city was, you know, was building half the street. Now, I did my best. You know, I thought I was doing a good job for the city when I came at you guys with $9,000. You know, not taking into consideration, you know, call me a rookie. You know, the hauling it away because we ended up not using it. So if your decision is not to pay me, that's fine. I'm good with it. It's not going to kill me. But what I feel is that I go to work for the city. You know, one thing we have to consider as council, as us as developers, you know, we're out there building for the city. We're building your half of the street. You didn't spend a penny till a couple weeks ago. I put all the money out since I paid this grinding since January. So we're out there charging private the money instead of prevailing wage. So I'm going to add a little bit to this, okay? And I'm going to add my development, and I'm going to bring Olson's into play too, because I think I have the right to. I think we ought to be treated a little bit more fair. You know, if I have to spend $500,000 and have to fight for my money, well, you know what? When 7th opens up or 14th, city does your half at prevailing wage, and I do my half at private job. That's what it's going to be. If I have to fight for my money, this money was spent. This money was not. Now, once again, I'm a rookie at this, and I will not feel bad if you decline it. I'm okay with it. You know what? Live and learn. Next time I do something for the city, I'm going to go all out and make sure it gets down to a T, because that's the way it should be. Now, you can't get down to a T when you're doing south of the city, because there's a lot of stuff that you run into. You know, we spent $56,000 on water that shouldn't have been there. We got $30,000 on irrigation water. We'll get there. I shouldn't say that. But there's a lot of unforeseen stuff. When you're developing a new area adjacent to old construction, and then to top it off, you have a half a street that nobody knows what in the heck's under it, and you want the developer to pay for that because somebody screwed up back then in the engineering? Because that's what it amounts to. And I appreciate you guys, you know, putting out the $56,000 on that water line. Do I feel bad about it? Yes, I do. Do I understand why Terry wants to plant down to a T nowadays? Yes, I do. So that don't happen again. I'm on board for the city all the way to get done things right. All the way. But there's, you know, if we're gonna work for the city as contractors here and developers here, you know, if there's a mistake that I made, be a little lenient. I'm not making $5,000. I spent $5,000. I saved the city $7,000, $12,000, $13,000. You know, I'm saying, John, that $9,000, answer me one question. $9,000 to grind that off, $14,000 to grind it off and haul it away, is that a lot of money?
No, it's not. But like I said in the meeting, in the committee meeting, when change orders are done, change orders are usually a preliminary deal. You don't go do the work, then come back and ask for the additional money because it was made a change order. You get a discussion going and you get approval to make a change order and commit it.
Maybe that's a learning experience for me and for the city, because most of the stuff that gets done around here doesn't get ready. Maybe that's what we should learn about this. Next time that we move forward,
well,
we get it in writing, like that we don't go through this anymore.
Let's just say right now today that there was a lack of communication that took place to come up with this figure for a change order on both your part and the city's part, that it wasn't clear, you know, what could or couldn't have been done. So in the future, as a rookie, we don't have that anymore, okay? From both points of view, from the city and from you. Because I know you don't like to work that way.
Okay.
Good.
Is there any more comment on one?
I won't throw this out there. I don't know. Since you're getting a little benefit from the old asphalt out there, maybe splitting it with Angel. I just been sitting here thinking that. make the learning curve not quite as bad.
Council?
I'd agree with that.
I was kind of thinking that myself.
Split the what?
Split the difference.
Split the difference on the five.
Price.
The hauling.
Yeah.
On
yeah.
the hauling.
Okay.
Because that way that he, you know.
He wouldn't absorb the whole thing.
You know, if it's a communication, a lack of communication on both sides, then maybe both sides should take responsibility.
All right.
I'm not opposed to paying the full amount if it's a justified expense for a change order that's been pre-approved by representatives of the city. I'm perfectly fine with splitting the difference, but I'm not opposed to paying the full amount either.
The city?
Yeah, well.
In the hall?
I mean, it's as much our fault as it is theirs, because we didn't make it clear that we did not want this done with the material. That, you know, there could have been an alternative maybe to hauling it off. So there was a lack of
communication. I'm good with that also.
Hey, guys,
a lack of communication on both parts.
I'm good with it.
I need a motion.
That's what I'm talking about, working together. And it was a miscommunication, perhaps on my part, your part. Terry, say something, Terry. I see a smirk in your face. Say something, you got something to say.
I got nothing to say. I really don't. I mean, we sat in a room and we talked about it, what was going to be used and where they were going to go with it. It didn't go there. It got piled off and it got hauled off. Didn't get approved by me to get hauled off. I'm not here to argue with you. I'm not here to argue with you.
You have notes to prove that.
Angel, let him finish.
Okay. I come to support the city, but I'm not going to come to argue and fight. That's not it. That's not my gig.
All right.
All right, so.
So I need a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve COP number one at half.
2008-35-62?
Yes.
Okay.
Second.
We have a second. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. All right, so we're going to pay half on change order number one on the grinding. Now let's move to change order number three, the additional irrigation on 9th Avenue.
You want to go through that, Kurt?
Sure. I had you upload a map. Can you bring that? Can you go down? There you go. Nope, I think that's it. So, this is the irrigation stuff. If you look really close, you can see
that. You have the pointer.
There we go. If you look really close, the proposed irrigation line's right there. Right there. And it gets connected right there, heads south, and it's stubbed. It's supposed to stub into the school property right here. As you can see, there's no property lines, there's no bearing right here. We just knew that in the note references to be stubbed down there. When they went out and surveyed it, this stub ended up being in the asphalt parking lot of the, what's right here?
Well, you said it's a migrant school, but it's got a different name.
So they had to extend it down and move it right here. So, you know, that was a legitimate change per se from the drawings. I assume that the guy that the developer surveyed it correctly, and I assume that he staked it in the right spot, or it was drawn in the wrong spot or whatever, but through the design, it was, you know, well established. We weren't trying to stub to the asphalt parking lot. We were trying to get to the school there. Before I go any further, I do want to actually support Angel in one thing he said. I have noticed, unlike I'm going to say almost any other developer I've had, when he does come across less expensive unit rates, contrary to the agreement, he brings those forward and gives the city the benefit of the doubt. So I haven't experienced that before. And I have noticed him doing that. And you don't have this, and I apologize, but if you go back to the agreement and you go back to the pay estimate that you paid last council, you paid for $3,828 lineal feet of 6-inch C900 PVC. Prior to recommending payment to the council, we went out there with a wheel and we wheeled off all of the purple pipe, kind of regardless what size it was. So that particular stub is 4-inch. The stuff that went along Olympia Street was 6-inch. Some of the stubs were even south were 2-inch or 1-inch. And since their unit rate in their cost estimate, as well as the city's agreement, just said 6-inch, we just counted it all as 6-inch. and recommend payment for the amount that it put in there. So we didn't, yes, that did change. Yes, they ran it a little bit further, but in the pay estimate, we did wheel off, and John, I had John go out there and re-wheel it off today. And my opinion is they have been paid for the appropriate amount of pipe installed. So, do you have any questions?
No, change order three is pretty much it. Yeah.
So I believe that's been paid for already as part of the pay estimate.
Has it been paid for?
Is there a breakdown on the cost for that, Angel?
I don't have the breakdown.
So when... It's not just material costs, it's for digging it in and burying it and, you know, compacting it in and everything else. Is it right underneath the street or the sidewalk?
It's on the, that stub pipe.
Where does the irrigation line run?
It's in general, it lies just north of the sidewalk along the Olympia, goes down the east side of, is that 9th Street, Jerry?
Yes.
9th Street?
Yes.
And then goes across the road. And so, like I said, it in most municipal projects, we call it an estimate. You know, we give a bid estimate, they put a bid rate on 1,000 widgets and 10,000 feet of this, and then during the pay estimate, we actually go measure those quantities and we pay the contractor for the appropriate amount of pipe that was installed. In the estimate that he got paid for, we did go measure all that pipe, including the relocation of this, and it is in that quantity, so.
So if you see here, additional information on 9th, nothing's been paid for there.
I know, because, see, this pay estimate is 3,828 feet at this rate. We measured it and put it, it's in this unit rate. And it even says 6-inch, and that particular pipe is 4-inch, but we paid you the 6-inch, we recommend a payment of that full value.
So that change order actually is these numbers here. That's what you're saying?
The quantity is in those numbers, right. So if you added added a ramp, we got in there and there was a ramp that was bad, an existing ramp that was bad. What we would typically do in a municipal project is we just pay for another ramp as part of the bid or the payment schedule. And so, before we did recommended payment last time, we went and measured the quantities in the field and verified that the numbers that you were paying for were accurate. So in my opinion, the length of pipe that was added in there was measured and paid for in the last pay estimate.
Okay, so that means that I paid the contractor too much money.
You did.
Okay.
And we checked, and I had John go check it again today. I wanted to make sure.
So, no, we're good now. Okay, so number five, do you want to get into that? Or you want to?
So we're withdrawing three.
Two.
Change order number three. Okay, and for the councils, isn't there also a 2, a 4, a 6, and some more?
That's already been approved. Been approved. 2, 4, and 6.
Oh, they were approved. Okay, so 7, 8, yeah, there's more to come.
Yes. So 3, I've looked at it probably too long. I reviewed it with some staff today, and I'm gonna start out with what your agreement that you signed for the Sand Hill Estates says, and it does specifically include um, internally with 11th Street Avenue, service connections to all the lots with the subdivision, and service extensions to 7 properties outside the plat as shown on the construction plans. So the service connections are very obvious in the legal document described. You go to the cost estimate, Exhibit B in there, and it does say 3,828 lineal feet of 6-inch C900 non-potable water main with appurtenances and thrust blocking at $18.94 per lineal foot for a total of $72,502.32. Now, I looked at the drawings that I assume that the contractor looked at developing this. I would say unless he had a copy of this agreement, it'd have been impossible for him to know where those side services were, what they looked like. There was no details. And though it says appurtenances, I don't know what that number includes in the agreement. We also did a little compare and contrast with the Olson's project. It put in similar pipe, and this is significantly less. So looking at it, it does not appear that the costs for those service connections were included, but you know, honestly, I don't know. I'm using professional judgment. I'm looking at other documents and trying to ascertain what this number included, what it may not have included, should it have included. I go back to the drawings that I assume he used to do this. I don't see a detail for the service connection. I don't see the buffalo boxes. So, and given that it's considerably less per lineal foot than the Olson project, I would venture to say it was not in these costs. And if that's the case, that is a fairly accurate per unit cost for those side services. But that's all, so that's conjecture, and I'm trying to, so is that pretty accurate, Angel? Okay.
Council, you have any questions?
No.
All right, I'd entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve COP number 5.
Second.
Further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Okay, and then we'll move to item 4.2, future update on Sandhill Estates.
Well, we're not done. I emailed Spencer, I emailed Terry, I emailed Kurt, and I emailed Dan. Some change orders that you had asked me to ask Scott, the engineer, and I gave it to you.
Yep.
And you have them there with you.
Yep.
I emailed you the... losing my...
Let me go over these angles real quick.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll just give you an update. This is included in the agenda for the Public Works Committee tomorrow. So I think this is more of an informational, not a legislative act at this point in time. So the initial change orders came in with automatic markups regarding design engineering costs, on-site inspection costs, et cetera, et cetera. We asked for a better breakdown of the actual engineering costs. So one of them is that it appears to be within the orders of magnitude that I would expect it to be for...
In line?
Yeah, for the, it was the engineering for the new water line they had to install, for example. So that did take time. I know Scott, the engineer, did cut new drawings. They did have to go back and restake it. So I think that these are relatively reasonable costs. There was my understanding that there was some city-directed driveway and sidewalk removal, maybe with their approaches. So I'm not going to comment on whether the city did or didn't direct it. I'll let Terry do that. I just looked at the cost per square yard. So the other one I got was per square yard. It ended up being $77 per square yard. The average bid on First Avenue was 72, so I think, and that was a year and a half, 18 months ago, so I think it's in orders of magnitude okay. The other one was crack sealing the asphalt. This is one that he actually got a better price than he did on the original agreement and recalculated. I think it ended up being a $1,200-$1,300 cost savings from what the original agreement had. There was some removal of concrete curbs, break in sections, and haul off the walker's pit. Again, I don't know what that, I think there was, John said about 60 feet going down of existing sidewalk going down 7th Avenue that had separated significantly from the curb from work unrelated to anything that's going on there. While they were there, my understanding was is that the city asked them to pull those out and replace them. Again, the removal costs seem to be within range of what I would expect it to be.
Sorry, that $2,500 for the hauling away of the curbs, all the curbs that were taken out from the south side were piled up in the, you know, by 14, and we called them off. We talked about that. And that's you paid two-thirds of that. Because we had other curbs that were had been taken out because they were cracking. So we were, you know, we just, I think the city got the better deal because we, you know, it was about 800 something foot of curb. And
okay. So I don't know about that one. We'll and then the last one tomorrow. Was 217 for patching, and I wasn't sure. John wasn't sure what that is. No. So.
I
have these detailed for the Public Works Committee tomorrow, John, and a little conversation with for each one of them, but that's just a heads up.
So I appreciate Council for considering the change orders, but I do have change order number 6 that I want to go through real quick, and I know that's I've got paid on it. I'm going to pass it around.
Now, this change order here, when here we go again, there's no written agreement. When we removed all the curbs from the south side, you know, my contractor did not want to remove for the city because he was losing men and he didn't have enough help. So he agreed to remove all the broken curbs from the south side and pile up in my development. So that's 100% the city. That's before any broken curbs happened. This is all the curbs that were taken out. Okay? So there's, you know, contractor charged me $11,000 for removal of 900 lineal foot curb. That's removing the curb, saw cutting, and then placing gravel and compacting it, getting it ready for the guy to pour the curb. It wasn't just taking them out. So Game Inc. charged me $11,000, and I got paid from the city $2,492, a difference of $9,057. My question is, what part of that did not get done?
The change order as given to me was called the additional curb, sidewalk, and replacement. So when I see replacement, I assume that's pouring it back. I ran the length of that and there were still sidewalks missing. I know, but that's not what the change order said. It said replacement. So the point two, the 20%, was not to say the city disagrees paying for it. It was at the point in time that they paid for it, it wasn't done yet. So just like there's 4 ADA ramps in the cost estimate, as of the last pay estimate, only 2 were done. So the next time you comes for a pay request, he can get paid for the additional two ramps that are completed, the remaining 80% of this change order, and if our understanding of that change order is incorrect, then that was a staff, but the intention was never, we're not paying you for that, Angel. It was, at that point in time, I didn't think that it was done. So, just like if he installed 100 or 500 more feet of irrigation pipe, we would pay him for another 500 feet of that irrigation pipe. So this isn't a refusal to pay, just at that point in time of payment, we didn't feel that particular change order was completed.
Okay, so I understand what you're saying, but that has to do nothing with replacing the curbs. It's all got to do with removing the curbs, saw cutting, removing the curbs, doing compaction, so them guys can come over and do the curb. That's all that bill is right there. It has nothing to do with placing the curb on site.
Okay, I hear you, Angel, but I didn't understand it at the time, and that's not what the change order was called, so I just...
So I'm going to recommend that you submit a new change order for that difference, and either that or Spencer, I'm going to need your help here. Do we?
He can do another pay estimate because the other two 88 ramps are done, correct?
No.
No, they're still not done.
You know, I've been trying to get this August resolved with the.
You just approved two change orders. You can pay him for those. So you can just submit a new pay request with the new change orders, with the other 0.8% of that change order, and
on the other one, number six?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Angel. Now let's move on to we've cussed and discussed back and forth over a bunch of change orders on your project, but we just thought we'd give you an opportunity to talk to the council, tell us a little bit more about your plans, what you have planned for the rest of your development. If you got timelines, that'd be great. But
it's your idea. I do have timelines, mm-hmm. You know, but that's contingent on what the city's going to do with the sewer from 7th to Broadway.
Right.
Because we cannot tap into 9th or 7th anymore. We have to go down to Broadway.
So we need to put some new services from 7th Broadway in order to continue our next phases down the road. So our next phase will be 60 lots, God willing. And there's a total of 289 lots, you know, minus the 30 that we're doing right now. So 259 lots that we'll be developing here in Othello.
I enjoy what I do for the city. You know, and once again, I apologize. You know, I'm just a loud person, but I'm a fair person. You know, whenever I do stuff for the city, I look for the best interest of the city. I just do. I've lived here all my life, and I said that before you guys voted me in. I'm excited about our development continuing. There's a lot of positive in what's going on. I mean, we put a house on the market and it sells. You know, I don't have any houses right now that are not pre-sold. We're not a tri-city, a lot slower pace, but we're moving. So my plans are to continue. Once again, contingent on what happens there on Olympia. Down to Broadway, if that gets, there's some hiccups there, that doesn't get developed anytime soon by next year, and then we stop developing. Because there's just nowhere to go.
So in this phase, how many houses can you develop in this first phase?
30.
And you can build how many houses a year, Angel?
We've been averaging about 25.
Yeah.
Or just for your information, we're also going to do something a little different. From 7th to 11th, we're going to move It's going to be a nice house. It's not going to be a stucco home. It's going to be a T111 in the sides and siding in the front with brick. A nice looking home. I got to get down to the market here in Othello, which is around $200,000 to $240,000. We're losing a lot of customers. And we're going to continue from 11th to 14th with Palo Verde's homes. You know, I am putting a lot of money into those homes, and I mean, I just have to get what I put into them back. But I'm finding that there's a tighter market for them homes here. Mm-hmm. So once I do our next phase, when I start doing that, I think we'll be, if the economy keeps going like this, I think we'll double it. I think we'll do 30, 40 homes, 50 homes a year. Honestly, we will. Mm-hmm. You know, Olson's probably behind. I mean, if he started building today, he'd probably have 30 houses up in a year. You know, he's right at that price range. And I don't know where Olson's is going after that's done, but if there's no, land is expensive. If there's no land to buy around here, well, we have all the land, you know, we have enough homes for 250. So I feel after Olson's gets done, it'll kind of double whammy the, you know, the sales. Plus we're getting down to where we need to get in the market to where we can, you know, get others that don't qualify for the 250, 280, 300 market. So that's,
I just know, since I've been living on the other side of town for over a year, I drive through your subdivision, the Palos Verdes, no less than 8 to 10 times a week. And the thing I notice about that new subdivision is that people take care of those homes. I mean, those are well kept and they're beautiful homes, and the city does appreciate the effort and the vision that you took to, you know, put together that development. And I'm sure you're proud of it. There's your daughter's got one of the last few houses that are going to go up there. That's a beautiful home. And so I know, you know, sometimes you just can't foresee, you know, these developer agreements that we have and these other things, you just can't foresee everything that you're going to run into. And I understand that. And I know that staff and Varela and Kurt, they're just trying to look out for the best interest of the city. And I think as we continue on, I mean, I thought this process was very fair tonight. I hope you do too. And I think we had some really good discussion about it. I think that in the future, I would like to have more of that discussion in the committee. I don't want to go through this every single time we got pay estimates coming forward. But I feel like this isn't going in the right direction, and we just need to continue to move down that direction and just allow you to put together a nice subdivision that will not only benefit, you know, as you, I see you're already making adjustments to accommodate those who can't afford, you know, a $300,000 or $350,000 home, but because not everybody can. But there is a need in this community for new homes, and we just appreciate you developing it. And if we think you're wrong, we're going to tell you so. But if you think we're wrong, I know you won't hesitate to tell us either. So that's all I have. Does anybody want
to add something? Thank you, Mary. Appreciate that. As far as the way it went tonight, you know, it's as council, that's what I expected. I don't expect you guys, just because I'm a developer and a councilman, to approve everything just because I sit behind that right there along with you guys. So I expected that, and that's what I expect from you guys. That's what it should be expected from us, not to just give it all away. I expected a fight, and like I said, while we were arguing this, it's your decision. And nay, yay, on whatever, I'm gonna walk out of here a happy man. It's just the way I am. you know? Mm-hmm. That's one thing, so I thank you guys for being, you know, fair and on the city side, because that's what we need. That's what grows the city. And our mayor, I just thank you for all that you're doing.
Thank you.
Because if you guys remember here 2-3 years ago, remember the mayor coming to my development, and our goal was to keep doctors here, teachers here, principals here, you know, people of high, I'm going to say that should be high caliber, but people that can afford a $350 market home. So if you guys go to our development, we have principals, superintendent, two anesthesiologists, we have doctors, we have nurses that moved from Yakima. We probably got 25-30% or more in that development that would have moved out of town, but they're here today. So, you know, I remember you mentioning that. And I was nervous when I started developing a home like the ones we're building now. But the need was there. You know, people were looking for a better home in a small town like this. And I think the city and I, we've capitalized on that. I think if people are staying, they're seeing good things in Othello, and housing is a big issue. If we can meet the needs, I think we'll go forward.
So just one question, Angel. I'd like to have you reiterate, how much further development can you do at the present time without the necessary infrastructure being built on down through on Olympia? Nothing. To Broadway? So you're
done.
Right now you're done with just the 30 homes you're going to build? And you're slated to build how many total homes?
259 homes.
Okay. So we need to put that in our minds, that street from 7th to Olympia needs to be completed with infrastructure in it for future development. It, you know, right now today, if the school was to do something with their property, it'd be the same situation. So we need to have that in our minds for the development of that area and the growth of that area. We have to do something about Olympia Street.
Okay.
So grants?
We already have the sewer funded.
You do have it funded?
You actually approved design, and we're doing the design. It's a survey. That'll be going to Public Works Committee here. There's some decisions you need to determine where you want the road.
Okay. I don't care as long as it goes through to Broadway.
Yeah.
Are we going to put a water loop in? Tie back down to Broadway?
There's water already in it.
That comes up through behind Ochoa's office area? Okay. Good. Good. You guys are already working on it. That's good. Okay.
Okay. Let's move to item 5, which is, let's, Angel, you can come back. So now we'll move to item 5, which is any unfinished business the council might have. I got my notepad ready to.
Well, you did say, Terry, that they're going to paint that water tower sign this year.
They're going to start that. They had to do a visual inspection of it here when they were in town here about 3 weeks ago. And it's just basically coordinated with them either later part of this winter or first of spring as to what we're going to do with the water and all that good stuff.
Okay.
Anything else? Is there any new business? Item 6.
I'd like to know if we put it in our plans to continue the sewer from, what is it, Highway 26 under the bridge going south toward Bob's.
On Broadway.
On Broadway. What's the plans? I don't think we put it in our 10-year or 5-year.
It's in a capital improvement plan, mm-hmm. Yes, sir. In fact, we were just talking about that this morning. I'm going to go dust those off and meet with staff they'll update the plan based on the new comprehensive plan, see if the pipe sizing and everything's done, and see if we can consolidate it down to a trunk line project just to get it down there.
Okay, just to let you guys know, there's a lot, you know, the water table is pretty high over there. There's a lot of sewer there. That would be pumped every so many weeks.
We've also discovered that the county health department is no longer allowing vaults. So we're going to meet with them this week and have that discussion, because otherwise, if they're not allowing vaults and we don't have a sewer system or sewer trunk line down there, they've in essence created a moratorium on any building in that entire area. So we're going to be looking into that and having those discussions. Is there any other?
That's in the Moon Street area there?
Yeah, from from there all the way down to Bench. So is there any other new business today? All right, I do have an announcement. The Adams County Fire District number 5 is having a second semi-annual meeting at 12/18 of 2018 on October 9th. That's a Tuesday night at 7 p.m. And that will be at their regular meeting place of 220 South Broadway. Mark Snyder, John Lawless, and Eugene Bain, you're all on that.
Is there an alternate?
Because you're not here.
Wade was the one that was coming also.
Who was?
Wade.
Okay, all attend. All right, very good. I just wanted to remind you of that. Item 7, the council will also receive the department head reports and the planning commission minutes of August 20th, 2018. Having no further business to come before the council, I'll adjourn tonight's meeting at 7:39 p.m.